First, while the rest of us might be looking forward to sampling all the different dishes on the Thanksgiving table, others might be stressing about which ones they can eat. The holiday time for vegans and vegetarians might require a little bit more patience and some creativity. Our next guest has written the book on all aspects of vegan living, from dating to fitness and strength training and even navigating holiday dinners. You can join in at 800-642-1234. If you're vegan yourself, how do you navigate the holiday meal? Do you get a lot of pushback from family and friends, or do you find family members trying new foods because of your diet? Call 800-642-1234. Bill Muir served in Afghanistan as a combat medic, is now a registered nurse, and he's been a vegan since 1992. He calls himself Sergeant Vegan, and he's the author of the new book, Vegan Strong, The Ultimate Field Manual for a Plant-Fueled Life. Bill, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Well, you've been a vegan, as we said, since 92. You joined the military after September 11th. I can't imagine the military is a real vegan-friendly food environment. Am I right?
No, it is not. You're correct. But while I served, they actually had a vegan MRE, the number 12 bean burrito. So it was slightly easier than you might expect, but pretty similarly difficult.
How many of those did you end up eating, do you reckon?
I actually kept a running tally, 2,500. I'm making that number up, but a lot.
Now, a lot of people might look at a vegan diet and think, okay, that's fine if you want to do it, but if you are, living an active lifestyle, working out, strength training, that sort of thing, you're missing out on some key stuff. You don't buy that at all.
Negative. One of the strongest human beings on the planet, Patrick Bumian, won Germany's Strongest Man in 2012. It's hard to get stronger than that. I mean, strongest in a whole country. So, yeah, and nowadays there's lots of vegan bodybuilders, guys that lift weights such as myself, and females, people that run. There's vegan Olympians. The future is not just vegan. The present is vegan.
And what started out more than 25 years ago in being a vegan and then motivated you to stay one till now?
Yes, sir. I went vegan for the animals as a freshman in college. And just solely for that, I thought it was horrible that we were mistreating animals. And I got into it actually by accident. I gave up meat for Lent in 1992, and it stuck. People thought that I was going to die. People actually told me, nice knowing you. And I just did it because I wanted to do something different, and I cared about the animals. And instead of getting unhealthy and dying like they predicted, I actually felt healthier. I started working out even more, and here I am today.
For someone thinking of giving this a try, what's your advice as far as like thinking ahead and cooking and shopping?
I would say it's not nearly as difficult as you might think. This is not 1995 or 1980 or 1970. This is 2018. There's vegan options everywhere at almost every supermarket that I've ever been to, at least in the last 5 years. So you're not really going to be giving up anything anymore. And no matter who you are or what you're doing, eating more vegetables is always going to be a good plan. So while I can find a vegan version of almost anything, any kind of ice cream, whipped cream, you name it nowadays, even meringue, they have a vegan meringue, I would say concentrate on eating the vegetables and not just the processed foods.
Talking to Bill Muir, a.k.a. Sergeant Vegan. His new book is called Vegan Strong. Now, it is a holiday week, Thanksgiving coming up. Take us through what we might do if someone's a vegan. They're not the host. They're going to somebody else's Thanksgiving to make sure they got something to eat.
So I think it's always important, no matter what you're doing, whether you're going to go on a mission like the missions I went on in Afghanistan, or you're just going to be going to your folks' house or a relative, to have a plan and to come up with it not the night before or an hour before, but maybe a couple days before, even a week before. So calling the host saying, hey, so I'm vegan. Maybe this is a new vegan that we're talking about. So they haven't had that conversation and said, hey, this is what I'm doing lately. So instead of seeing this as a time that you're going to be putting the host out, having that conversation ahead of time saying, hey, I'm going to be bringing my main course so they don't have to worry about that. And then say, hey, could I bring Earth Balance so we could make the vegetables in Earth Balance instead of butter, and have that option of a side. Also, maybe think about the dessert. You could bring a vegan dessert like vegan apple pie, and who's going to know the difference? Really nobody. Or you could bring a vegan cheesecake, and those are delicious as well. And there's almost anything you could think of as a dessert. So having that conversation, coming up with a plan, and then executing it.
Right. And you don't want to be the like surly guest who's having confrontations about meals, but you also don't want to compromise and say, okay, just this once, I'm going to give in and eat the dairy and the meat.
Exactly. Once you compromise, especially something like this, it's not a good thing. And whether it's, I would like to definitely mention this, whether it's food politics or political politics, Thanksgiving, Christmas, all of these holidays are family time, and that's for everybody. So you could kind of, you don't need to argue with your grandma such and such over the what's going on with turkeys or global warming. You could just let that go, and you know, you eat your food, they eat their food, and you share that common ground. Now, I mean, if somebody asks, hey, why are you vegan? You could say, oh, I'm vegan for the animals, and or here are some quick stats on global warming or pollution or whatever. But I would don't ruin the holiday over it. I think that live and let live mentality is still very important even in 2018.
We've got a caller. Lou is with us in northern Wisconsin. Lou, hi.
Hey, good evening, guys. I just want to say this is awesome. Thank you so much for putting this book out. And there's so much support out there for those of us who are a vegetarian and are sliding into the vegan realm. I can feel it. I'm doing my research. 54 years old, I turned a vegetarian in 2015 when I saw the different documentaries and felt that I'm not important enough for animals to go through the personal hell they go through for each day. Just to feed us, and that's where I drew the line and quit cold turkey for the most part. So I'm doing my research and will be vegan most likely very, 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 very soon. But I will check out your book, and I appreciate all the information and support that you have, and yay, let's go vegan.
Yay, I love it. Vegan Strong all day long, and Vegan Strong is available on Amazon if anyone's interested. And yeah, definitely congratulations on making the switch toward vegetarians, and double congratulations on the move toward vegan. That's Lou, super awesome.
Lou, thanks a lot for calling in. And now, whether we're talking a special holiday meal or just, you know, a nice meal at home, Bill, what are a couple of your favorite go-to vegan dishes?
So I am an RN, and I work crazy hours, and I don't have a lot of time for meal prep often. So hey, when I went vegetarian and then vegan, pasta was a thing because it's super easy, and pasta is still something I eat a bunch of. And you can make it a little bit more exciting than just boiling some noodles, throwing some spaghetti sauce in, done. Sauteing garlic and onion before you go, throwing in some tofurkey Italian sausage with it. You can have definitely a delicious dish. Also, Trader Joe's makes a vegan pizza crust, and you could have a delicious homemade vegan pizza, especially if you add diet cheese, so you got some cheese on top. And I'd say I can make it, I could probably put one together in about 5 minutes, 14-minute bake time, it's out of the oven, so 25 minutes done.
And when you're together with non-vegetarians or non-vegans, do they try the stuff you bring special, say, to a Thanksgiving meal?
They do. People like vegan food because the fact of the matter is most people are at least 80% vegan no matter what they say. People are not going to turn up their nose at a salad in 2018. Now they're going to want probably a burger with it as well. But nowadays we have Beyond Burger and Possible Burger, and these are almost exactly the same as meat, and people often like them better. The tides have definitely changed, and it's a wonderfully delicious tide that's coming in.
Does it feel, and you were touching on this earlier, is it just a lot easier to be a vegan in 2018 than when you first started?
It's night and day different. It's not just the food options, which are wonderful. I mean, there was a health food store in the little town that I grew up in that I would have to go to, especially if I want to get tofu, and that was the tofurkey or gardein of that time. But the public perception of what a vegan is, it has definitely changed. Now, in the military, yeah, I still got some good-natured ribbing, but the military is a place where the people will make fun of anything that kind of sticks out, and it's kind of okay, actually. I mean, that's how people often interact. You stand your ground, you are who you are, and that's that.
We'll leave it there, Bill. Thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you very much for having me.
That was Bill Muir. He's a veteran, a registered nurse. He's been a vegan since 1992, writing as Sergeant Vegan. His new book is Vegan Strong, the ultimate field manual for a plant-fueled life. You can find out more about him and the book at sgtvegan.com, short for sergeantvegan.com.